Brittany Ryan. Welcome to episode 5. And with me, like always,
this is Ashley from Indelibel.
How are you?
I'm so good. Except for today, it's been the snowy weather. And
oh my gosh.
I apologize in advance because I'm the one that went around telling all of my clients when I get back from my cruise, there better be daffodils and tulips blooming because I'm ready for spring. So it's probably my fault that it's snowing.
You jinxed us all.
I'm so sorry.
Well, I was hoping for spring weather too, but it doesn't look like we're getting that. We might get something else on Sunday. So today, not a fun day, but thank you so much for still coming in and braving the weather. I know you're used to it.
I actually am used to it. Like for me, this is not a big deal because the roads aren't, they're not icy to me. It kind of reminded me back home.
Utah hometown.
My Utah hometown. Yeah. So maybe I'll do some cross country skiing here at the radio station.
I know, right
around,
down
like,
the hill.
Yeah, right.
Mm-hmm.
Woo!
I heard the snow's kind of wet, so I don't know. I guess it might be okay. I'm not a skier, so I don't know things like that. But anyway, so yes, over the weekend, did you do anything fun?
I actually did. For once, I took a vacation, a true vacation.
Really?
I went on a cruise to the Bahamas, a 3-day cruise. So I literally did not have my phone the whole entire time and just soaked up the sun. It was,
well, you look tan.
It was 80 degrees. It was wonderful. I should have stayed on the boat if I would have known it was going to be this kind of weather. What did you do?
Over the weekend, we worked on our house, you know.
Again.
Home life. I know, I always do that. I went to the Hagerstown Home and Garden Show with my mom and my grandma.
Oh, so how was that?
That was a lot of fun. I got some really cute stuff just for indoors, outdoors. And
for your home.
Yes, it got exciting because they had a lot of flowers there. So I was like, oh my gosh, I should get these potted plants and things like this, but I'm kind of glad that I didn't. I'm waiting, so. But yeah, anyway, that was a lot of fun. So what are we getting into today on our 5th episode?
We are going to talk about frequently asked questions.
Perfect, because there's a lot of them.
There are, but we've answered a lot of just the general frequently asked questions, so we thought it'd be fun to have a guest today.
And she's been very curious about this whole process, kind of going back and forth about whether or not she wants to get microblading done. So we thought you would be absolutely perfect to bring in to our podcast and talk about frequently asked questions.
Welcome, Melissa. Yay!
How are you?
Good. I'm excited.
Okay, good. So you have kind of been looking into microblading, kind of thinking about it a little bit, but you have a lot of questions.
Well, first of all, like, you do have really good eyebrows, but are you doing anything with them in the mornings?
No.
So for somebody who isn't doing anything with their eyebrows right now, is it something that you want to do? Or is it something you're thinking of, but you just don't want the maintenance, or?
I just end up spending so much time on my hair and makeup already that I kind of just want something easy, don't have to worry about it, quick, yeah, low maintenance.
So that's exactly how I started. Like when I wanted to get my permanent cosmetics done, is I was a person who I wanted to spend time on what I love to do, you know, very low maintenance. And so having the thought of I look put together
right,
and not have to do anything, that's what struck my interest into this. So having low maintenance, like what are your concerns or questions that you have with microblading?
One, I'm scared it will hurt.
Okay, that's easily.
Easy question.
Yes, numbing cream, lots of numbing cream. Have you ever plucked any hairs out of your eyebrows or been threaded?
I've been threaded, and threading was the most painful experience of my life.
Okay.
It was terrible.
I have never gotten threading done, so I'm not sure how to compare that to microblading. Have you gotten threading done?
I haven't had threading done. I've had plucking done. I've had a lot of people compare threading and microblading, but they say microblading is actually a lot better because I use numbing cream.
Twice.
And threading, they do not.
No.
So if you can survive threading, microblading will be a breeze.
That sounds easy.
While she was doing mine, I was kind of like, really? This is what people are afraid of?
Yeah.
The pain? It may be a tiny little pinch, so.
And the microblading, while it's a 2-hour appointment, I'm not working on your eyebrows that 2 hours. It's 45 minutes with a lot of numbing cream, so. That answers your first question.
Yes. I actually don't really know much about what goes into microblading.
So,
process, I guess.
Microblading is a hair stroke technique that we're enhancing your eyebrows. So, where like you want the low maintenance, you don't want to fill them in, but you might want them a little bit darker. That's where microblading is going to come into the picture, where it's going to enhance your eyebrows. So not your traditional tattoo where it's going to be big, solid, blocky. It's literally hair strokes in there. So when you're walking down the street, people aren't going to be like, oh, you got tattooed on your face. They're just going to be like, man, those are some really good eyebrows. And you're just going to be like, yeah.
Didn't do anything to them.
I woke up like this.
Yes.
So what else are you curious about?
Is there any maintenance after you, once you get it done, do you have to continue to get it done in the future?
So it's a 2-appointment process because I can only put in so many hair strokes the first round. The first one, we are laying the foundation of your eyebrows. They're going to look good. They're going to look even better in 1 month when I can go in and put even more hair strokes in there. So what I like to say is it's a yearly maintenance. So you don't want them to fully push out and start that 2-appointment process all over again. So once a year, you come in, come hang out with me for about an hour, and we just touch up your brows because the smallest hair stroke can make the biggest difference. So if you are a side sleeper like the majority of us are, you know, like one eyebrow is going to push out and fade just a little bit faster than the other. And Katie, you know about this.
So it's funny that you say one stroke makes a difference because at the end of the appointments, you give us a mirror and you say, is there anywhere that you want me to add a stroke? And I would literally say, like I did, I said, can you just put one stroke right here, you know, on the tail of my eyebrow? So literally, a stroke can make a huge difference.
Yes.
Another question I had was, can you give this like as a gift?
Of course. Like that's the best gift ever. So I really make a very customized gift certificate. So you'll either want to give me a call, talk to my receptionist, and we'll package everything up for you. And it's the gift that literally keeps on giving.
Awesome.
So I have someone in mind who I want to give it to, but she is pregnant. Is that okay? Can you still do this while you're pregnant? Are there any restrictions?
Great question. So while you're pregnant, I will not work on you while you're pregnant because you just want to be as safe as possible during pregnancy. So you can come in and you can talk to me and we can discuss your eyebrow goals. I just say wait until after the baby is born. Pregnant, like nursing moms, that is up to you and your comfort level. Some people don't like the fact that there's numbing cream and they'll do it without numbing cream. I will have you sign a waiver saying that you understand that there are risks associated. But I do have a lot of nursing moms that do come in. I just say a pump and dump, you know, or like store up enough milk so they can go the whole day. It's kind of like the whole alcohol. Like you don't want to be like nursing while you're doing alcohol. Like that is a big health risk. So just know there are restrictions with nursing and being pregnant.
So overall, how expensive is it? Or is there a way that I can kind of break up the payments?
Perfect question. So I'm excited to announce that Indelibel offers Care Credit.
Ooh.
Care Credit is like a beauty cosmetic financing.
Right.
So you would want to go to carecredit.com and apply. They have great promotional offers where you can, if you pay it off in full, like in 6 months, you're not going to get any finance charging. So that will break down the $450 into like 6 small monthly payments. And if you think of those 6 small monthly payments, like how much are you spending on eyebrow pencils a month or going and getting them shaped or anything? So by offering Care Credit, if $450 upfront is a big thing, and that is a good chunk of money, but now we offer affordable financing for you guys.
Perfect.
Is microblading something that guys can do too?
Well, skin is skin. Of course, guys can definitely do microblading. I'm not going to discriminate on if you don't have any eyebrows and need them.
Exactly.
I have not worked on any guy brows, but that doesn't mean I won't in the future.
Someone could be your first.
If you have bald spots and need some hair strokes put in there,
or
come
and
see me.
I was even, it just popped in my head thinking like maybe could a cancer patient get it done?
Yes. So that's something where I want to make sure that you're not doing any radiation, oncology, anything like that, that you've been in remission. And I would definitely want a doctor's note because you want to keep your doctor in the loop. But I have worked on cancer patients, people with alopecia who have absolutely no hair. So it's a life changer for those kind of people. But with men, probably most men need hair removal. They have the opposite problem of us women when it comes to eyebrows and eyelashes. They just have them galore.
I know. My husband has really thick eyebrows. I mean, they're not terrible, but I will come at him with the tweezers sometime and hold him down. And I'm like, hold still, I need to get these.
That is so funny.
Are there any other questions that you wanted to ask?
I think that's all the questions I had.
You ready to go?
I think so.
Awesome.
Well, thanks so much for coming.
No, thank you guys.
Yeah, thank you for joining us on our podcast. This was a lot of fun. Beauty regimens, our famous thing that we do at the end of our episode, something fun just to kind of share ideas girl to girl about what we like to do in our spare time, beauty-wise, outside of Indelibel. So something that I tried recently, coconut oil. I'm newly into coconut oil, and I love it. I've been putting it in my hair and just kind of like scraping it out of the bottle, putting it in my hair and massaging it in my scalp and kind of letting it sit and then putting it, just kind of dousing it on my ends of my hair as well.
Oh, like a good like hair mask.
Yes.
Like a homemade hair mask. I love
it. So it looks super greasy. And I leave it in for like a good hour, maybe 2 hours, and just kind of walk around the house doing whatever I'm normally doing. And then get in the shower, wash it out as normal. And my hair is so soft and silky and shiny.
Oh, I'm going to have to try that.
Yes.
I would be worried that it might be a little bit difficult to rinse out, but you don't have any problems with it?
I didn't know, and I just shampooed and conditioned, you know, like I would normally. Maybe shampoo twice if you feel like it's not coming out. But overall, I didn't have a problem with it, so that's what I like to do.
Coconut oil. I love coconut oil. Mm-hmm. I've used it on so many stuff. I used to use it to take off my makeup.
Oh, really?
Like just a natural makeup remover. Because I don't get eyelash extensions. I get the lash lift. So my lashes are long and then I curl them. So I still do use mascara. And I've noticed some of the makeup removers, they have all sorts of different like sulfates, parabens,
yes,
all that kind of stuff. And so finding a good one that actually removes mascara can be tricky. So for a while I used coconut oil.
Ooh, I even like coconut oil just on my skin. I'll put it on my arms and legs and stuff. It just feels good. So
especially with this dry weather.
Oh yes.
I like have bought a humongous tub of coconut oil.
Yeah, that's
at
what you
Costco.
Have to do. Yes.
And let me tell you, you think you're never going to get to the bottom, but there is a use for coconut oil for everything.
Literally everything. You can cook with it. You can put it on your skin, your hair, everything. So what do we have coming up next week?
Next week, we're going to announce the winner of the microblading giveaway.
Wow.
So you guys have one more week to enter to win.
Yay!
For microblading, which is a $450 service. Which is perfect timing to get your eyebrows done now before summer hits. So you can go enjoy the sun and the pool and everything and not worry about your eyebrows wiping off.
Awesome. I'm so excited to see who wins that. And don't forget that there is a $100 discount code just by listening to our podcast. So just make an appointment with Ashley when you go in there at the checkout. Just say, or at the register at the checkout. It sounds like you're a grocery store. Just say that you listen to our podcast, I Woke Up Like This, and then that's $100 off.
Yeah, that offer will go through like mid-April.
Awesome.
Until we get all of the microblading episodes taken care of. So act now before that awesome discount goes away.
All right, so we are excited for our next podcast episode, and we will see you next week.
Bye, guys.